When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Today on Lulz, a rare best ball draft for the culture. We, of course, talk about best ball game theory around here. We got the draft caddy we discuss, but you know, sometimes Brian and I forget to do a draft ourselves. So that is what we're doing. We hopped in a best ball mania draft. This is Lulz with Pete and Brick. Let's do it.
He thinks this is a go. Vegas Dave thinks this is a go.
Hot naked girls doing yoga.
What?
Why don't you just win like a man?
Random.org. Type in 1 for yes, 2 for no, and let the DFS cats pick for you.
And I'm absolutely begging you not to dupe us. Please don't dupe us.
All right, Brian, I figured, you know, we haven't done a draft together in a long time. We got some little things I've been adjusting in the draft caddy here. I thought it was time for you and I to get in these draft streets again.
Let's do it.
I also missed out yesterday on the Swolecast. Like, we have this routine where I do the monologue jokes and then we hop in a draft, and I was just having too much fun doing the jokes that I forgot to register. And so this is my like makeup draft that I'm supposed to be getting in on stream this week.
Those all count for your streaming live all 150?
Well, I'm not streaming all 150 of mine live, but it seems like I'm going to get to like 100 streamed live just randomly.
So Neil might not only be the oldest, he might be the only one in 2024 to stream all 150.
It's true. And that's also a good plug. Neil is going to be my guest on the randomizer tonight. I went through the prompts that people suggested, and I would say about 50% of them had to do with him being old, which is what happens when you brand yourself as the world's oldest.
He's not even that old.
I know he's not, which is why it's such a good bit. All right, Brian, we're on the clock. Do you like running back Breece Hall? You want to go with the wide receivers here? Who do you like? Puka, Garrett Wilson?
Puka or Wilson.
Let's do it. This is a monumental show for me as far as how I'm using the draft caddy. Up until this point, I have only showed, the week 15, 16, 17 matchups. But now that I'm over halfway done with my BBM entries, I decided to add in my personal BBM exposures. That's the far right number there. And then I'm also adding in ETR's ownership projection. So you'll notice all of these players at the top are obviously going to have 100%, draft exposure across all of these. But as we scroll way down here,
Josh Reynolds will be low.
They will be low. Michael Mayer, 19%, 9%. So going to start using some of these things to help inform some of my decisions here, Brian.
Yeah, I'm hoping you guys will put together a little list for me of, realistic scroll the F down candidates. And then I don't have to think at all and just pick from one of them whenever, when I get to the 17th, 16, 17, 18.
Did you see, we can make this pick here, and then I was going to mention something about those scroll the F down candidates. Gibbs falling a little bit. He goes. So we're looking at wide receivers here. Olave, Nico, Devontae. Do you have a favorite?
I didn't want Gibbs, so that's good. I don't have a favorite. Olave is fine. I would go down to Waddle or Neighbors instead and skip the San Francisco guys.
But. Yeah, well, I just made a video that went out on the Deposit Kingdom channel, and I did my favorite pick in each round, and Chris Olave was my selection for round two. So we'll go ahead and stay true to our word here. Do you passed on Breece, you passed on Gibbs, Yeah. What is this? Are you going full zero RB this year?
I don't know. I don't like Hall coming off an injury with Rodgers. I'm a no ball bro now. You probably didn't know this, but Breece Hall coming off an injury. Rodgers going to come back, throw some more. He's obviously he's good, but whatever. Don't you feel like, I don't know, in the olden days, Pete, when we used to bust out the magazines and, scratch off the guys as they're getting drafted, you got a guy coming off an injury like this. He's not going top nine, top eight.
It is interesting. The vibes around the Jets are weird. I feel like everything with Aaron Rodgers makes the vibes on the Jets weird.
Three good games last year or something?
Who?
Hall. Am I misremembering?
No, Breece was a monster. Like they eased him in. Like they didn't use him the first 5 weeks. They had Dalvin Cook, yeah. And then they took the training wheels off, and he crushed and had some massive games in the playoffs too. He was catching a shit ton of passes, and like he was doing it all in like a Zach Wilson and awful quarterback environment. So there's room for enthusiasm, right. But it is always scary when these guys, who are fourth, fifth round picks jump up and are then first round picks. Like you do start to wonder a little bit.
And I'm mixing up the years. He was injured the year before.
The year. Yeah. That's why he was eased in last year and they brought in Alvin.
So he didn't get 1,000 yards last year.
No, but check out his receiving numbers. Like he was basically used like a receiver for a lot of the year too.
How many rushing touchdowns do you think he had? Or is that total touchdowns?
I don't know. What did he have? Like 13 or 14 touchdowns?
He had, it looks like five, but that might be just rushing.
Check the receiving.
Just rushing
too.
Five. And receiving, he had four?
Yeah. Do you want to try to set up a double stack with the Rams with Cooper Kupp, or do you want to go with someone else?
Oh, yeah. Double stack.
Double stack, baby.
Yeah, this way we can get sniped on. Live
Stafford. Did you see what's so funny that's happened with Davis? I mentioned this on the Swolecast yesterday that, you famously shamed him as a sophisticated auto drafter being way too smoothed out. Then he started this off season, just coming in super hot, picking all of his favorite guys, being really exploitative. And now he's back to being a smoothed out exposure bro because he's having guests on all of his streams. And he's like, now my exposures are all smoothed out again.
I'm not sure he really was being that loose anyways.
Yeah.
I think he kind of misunderstood that if you just get your guys, you're going to have this wide ADP, but not really. Not if you're taking them right around when they're supposed to be taken.
Yeah.
You're just taking a whole bunch of guys at about the level.
So Tank is now starting to fall a little bit in drafts, which wasn't happening before. You got Hurts, the tight ends, ETN. What do you like?
I wouldn't take a QB here. I would just take one of the wide receivers.
Yeah, I'm. It was weird. Like beginning of draft season, people were a little worried about Tank, who is coming off an injury. He was always going in the fourth round, and then all the sickos started drafting and weren't letting him come out of the third round. And now it's fun, Brian, because I'm starting to notice these small ADP shifts where I can tell there's more first-time drafters or first-time this year drafters. Mm. Like the rookies are starting to fall a little bit more, like where the sickos are getting watered down in these draft rooms now, which is nice.
It's like Christmas noobs for video game players. When, exactly. When around Christmas time, mommy buys all the 12-year-olds the game, and then you get to pwn them, on Call of Duty.
Man, I hadn't heard that that term in a while.
The Christmas noobs. I feel like it. They're going to be so influenced by ADP. I wonder how much that changes things.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're going to get some big shakeups because you have different style drafters. Like a lot of sites who maybe weren't doing just a ton of exclusive best ball content are going to start having rankings out, which normies will look at. I mean, I've already started writing about it, like Brian, for Fantasy Life, because on our ADP tool, like that we have Underdog ADP, ESPN, Yahoo, And there's some like hilarious ones. Like I was looking at the Malik Nabers one today. You know, people will take him at the 2-3 turn on underdog. Where did he go in this one? Yeah, right at the beginning of the third. His ADP on ESPN is like 67. It's like 30 picks later than this. And it's pretty wild, the divide.
So DraftKings DraftKings gave free sunglasses to all the Oxentier guys.
Really? What kind of, what's the brand?
Maui Jin.
Okay.
So my strategy was just to get the most expensive one since it's free. Yeah.
And did they come?
They came pretty fast. And my giant head is too big for the glasses. Like they fit, but they look small.
Can I see? Do you have them at your desk?
So I just gave them to my mom.
Oh, you gave
them. You wanted mom. Them. I'm like, whatever, take them.
That's did you check out the big DraftKings like 10K invitational they did?
No. 10K what, best ball?
Yeah, they hosted something. It had like Big Cat from Barstool, and then there were some, you know, best ball bros from our neck of the woods, and then some randos in it. Big T was in it. Osimo was in it. It was a pretty funny draft. Let's see here. We are firmly in running back, quarterback, or tight end range. Probably not Mahomes because we don't have any Chiefs unless you think we could get a stack going back. I'd be fine with James Cook, Pitts, Kittle. What do you like?
I wouldn't take QB probably.
Yeah.
Cook or Pitts?
Okay, let's do Cook. Going to try to get a little bit more of him. Pretty low on him as far as my percentage. I think it showed at 2.7. It's partly because one of my favorite clicks is the other Buffalo Bills running back who's mostly free in drafts. But
who is that?
Ray Davis.
Hmm.
But we've talked about it before. You've mentioned it too, where it's like when you're so heavy on the one guy, especially those backfields where it's just like two clear guys and starting to kind of balance out. You know, if you're wrong on Ray Davis, it means James Cook is probably a pretty big smash.
Right, yeah. This is the other way around. Normally, you're taking the stud, and then
it's harder. It's harder to do it the other way around, right? Yeah. It's easier to be like, fine, I'll grab some shares of the cheap guy. It's harder to be like, I'll grab shares of the more expensive guy I don't like as much.
Exactly. Yeah. So is it Josh Jacobs, AJ Dillon? Is that kind of
is AJ Marshawn Lloyd is Marshawn, the
oh, right that rookie guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess if people love Marshawn Lloyd, then you're going to have to take some Jacobs.
I know. I have a lot of Marshawn Lloyd, too.
Where's Dylan at in this? Who do you
choose? He's free. He's free. Man, this is a sick spot. Kittle comes off the board. We could grab another running back in here, mix in Kenneth Walker, grab another receiver, Hopkins, Brian Thomas. You could stack
Bell and Stroud.
Oh, yeah. The thing is Stroud has been falling like crazy now.
Yeah. You have other opportunities anyways to stack. So
why don't we get Mixon? We'll get another Houston player and then maybe Stroud will come back around.
I kind of like Thomas there too.
Brian Thomas. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? More firepower.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Whistles had the 101 in that DraftKings 10K draft.
Yeah. Feds called in a favor.
It was pretty funny. And then like everyone was freaking out because like Big Cat drafted an insane team. And it's like, yeah, you think the guy who doesn't play best ball, who's a multimillionaire streaming his first best ball draft of the year is going to draft a really good team. Like, what did you guys expect was going to happen?
Who is that?
Big Cat, Barstool Big Cat.
Oh,
and so they streamed it on like one of their YouTube channels, their gaming channel or something. And like their audience doesn't care. And so then you just had kind of some of the random like best ball bros like get into the comments. It's just like
who did he go for a lot of Bears players, I'm assuming?
You know, I don't even remember the full lineup. The thing that stuck out, he took Josh Allen in the second round, you know, which is, you know, a little, I guess on DraftKings, the quarterbacks do go early, but even that seems a little early. Yeah, I guess ETR recorded their own stream. DraftKings actually asked me to be in it, but I turned it down.
Too low buy-in? Not worth it?
It's just like Underdog treats me well. I don't think I should be going on and promoting DraftKings best ball product for free.
That makes sense.
It would have been fun to be in that draft, though. I would like to try to organize. I mean, you and me should do. We've been talking about doing a big dog draft at some point. It would be fun to organize like a Mastiff live stream, like get a lot of those, that crew, and maybe we could cycle through, host a stream, get some people on. Like, it would be fun to get Whistles, Awesomeo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could also do like us, Neil, and Davis, and then you have three perspectives from the same draft going all recorded.
Yeah. It could be fun.
That's not a bad idea.
How's Endgame been rolling on? If you guys missed it last week, we had Nerdy on demoing some of the toy game stuff.
A lot of vacation time going right now. Everyone's kind of out, but we're working on some stuff. It's just going slow, and we're moving the draft caddy. We probably should say that now. We're moving the draft caddy over to Endgame in the next couple days. So if we're going to raise the price just a little bit. So if you want the $25, you should sub now and don't get rid of it to the PayPal, because it's going to switch over to Endgame.
See this, Brian? This is why you grab Joe Mixon when you're debating him and Brian Thomas. Stroud goes, but BT comes all the way back around to 81.
This is why DraftKings asked you to do the 10,000 right there. That's proof.
Let people know, what are the other ramifications other than the price going up, but then it will be included within your overall in-game syndicate sub as well?
No.
What does that
it's
mean?
Still just okay. A separate sub is just going to be under Endgame. We're going to – it's really for like tech reasons. You know, we can pay for more coding and stuff. There. But if you have a PayPal sub and you want, just keep it, and then price won't change.
You're grandfathered in at the current price. Want this new price. So what is the last day to get the current price on the draft caddy?
Might be today. Might be tomorrow.
Well, make it tomorrow. Let the people actually get in.
Okay. It's actually not going to be today. Yeah. Tomorrow, maybe the day after. What else is different? Oh, we're adding, you wanted teammates on there. Total teammate.
Yeah. So I like here one of the ads you made. You have B2 for number of buy overlap. Love that. C4 showing opposition correlation. I think having like T1 just to remind your teammates would be sweet.
So that'll be on there as well. Yep. The DraftKitty Capitals updated to Leone's new thing, his new like paper he did.
Okay.
What else?
Let's see here. We're on the clock. Aaron Jones falls a little bit past ADP. If we want another running back, we could reach for a tight end in Brock Bowers. What do you like?
Yeah. I was thinking tight end. Yeah. Brock Bowers.
Yeah. We'll pull up Brock here. I mean, let me recap this team real quick for our audio listeners. Two running backs, James Cook and Joe Mixon. Five wide receivers, Puka, Chris Olave, Cooper Kupp, Tank Dell, and Brian Thomas. And then tight end Brock Bowers. Reaching for Brock doesn't feel quite as bad when we got Brian Thomas 10 picks past ADP.
And the last thing on the end game is I think Nerdy's next series is going to be his best ball game theory series.
Ooh.
So
For season-long best ball or the daily best ball?
Well, it's toy games, so it's going to be smaller versions of things you're trying to solve.
But in, like, season-long, like, these tournaments or the daily games?
Well, when we watched the last episode, people saw it was, like, jelly beans.
Yeah.
Right? That has nothing to do with DFS, but you understand from the principles of the toy games what you can apply to it. It'll be like that. I don't know. I haven't seen what he's doing.
Okay.
I'll know when I see it, but I doubt the first series is going to be a full best ball, you know, best ball mania draft.
Gotcha.
It'll probably be leading up to more and more complicated versions.
Well, that'll be fun. Yeah, I enjoyed walking through the stuff yesterday or last week with those games, and excited to see what he comes up with.
Would you? Yeah, I was thinking we were talking at the end of last week some ideas for tools to build. Do you think anyone would want that sort of like solver that they have in poker? You know, kind of idea where you plug in your hand. And then it shows like the frequencies of what you probably should have done compared to, you have to plug in your opponent's range,
mm-hmm.
something like that for best ball, you know, where,
yeah,
where you could maybe live draft against bots who are playing perfectly, stuff like that. Or,
yeah,
you upload your draft and it grades you, you know, something like that.
Yeah. It'd be cool. It would be cool to have like basically a best ball mock draft simulator where it's like, it auto-populates the other picks. Then you're up at seven. You make your pick, auto-populates. And then on top of that, have like your GTO like solver suggestions for it.
Yeah, because we'll do the pick here and then we'll.
Feels like a running back pick for us. We don't have any.
Like Benson?
He's been falling a little bit, but I don't mind him on this team at all because he gives us that Arizona piece opposite. Our Rams stack.
We need to, you could take Trevor Lawrence, couldn't you, too?
Yeah, he has a little lower ADP, though, so I was thinking we could maybe get him coming back here at 112.
What was I just talking about? Like, for best ball, I feel like the tools is hard. You know how content's hard for sports betting? You know, we at least in our opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like tools for best ball is hard because you can't, they already made it clear that they don't want sophisticated drafting tools.
Yeah.
Well, unless they change their mind on that, you can't really go too far past the sidekick, I would guess. We could wait for the pick.
Spears is the ADP value he correlates, but it's basically how much we're feeling frisky with pushing quarterback here. Or if we want to, it's kind of stinks to take Trevor Lawrence when Love and Williams are on the board. I say we push it.
Okay.
Let's grab Spears. We have some outs for late round quarterbacks. We have Stafford. We have Derek Carr. We now have like Will Levis with Spears. So I don't know. Let's see what happens. The tool, it's just because there's so many variables, right? That's why I was saying like the toy games for like the six person daily seems like a lot easier to wrap your head around.
Certainly. Yeah. But I'm just talking like in general, best ball, like in sports betting content, like what you make is tough to do for sports betting and make it entertaining and stuff like that. You could do tools all day long. Cause that's kind of the whole point of, you know, like the advanced sports betting. Cause like, you don't care what the book thinks. Like, yeah, you don't like my tool. Like too bad. We're in a competitive here. Like we're in an adversarial relationship, but with Underdog, you don't want to get banned and then you can never draft again, really. So like, you wouldn't want to make a tool that they thinks too advanced or something. And then get your account banned. So you can't really make tools. You can't really make tools like that. The overlay obviously is good. People seem to like it. That's a good one. But then what else can you build for it?
You know, I'm just like spitting in my head like what I think would be cool. If you almost had it, it has nothing to do with while you're drafting. It's kind of like a simulator meets an optimizer, and you would basically tell the optimizer or something like, you know what? I checked my exposures. I have so little of this stack. And I'd be like, I want this stack or whatever. Can you like simulate for me, like what are the best spots to get it? And it says like by ADP, like having the three spot is like the best spot to get this Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews stack that you want, because their ADPs line in this range. You can get them at the 4-5 turn. And like, maybe you could sprinkle in some other player targets. Like, but then I want to make sure I have one Lamar Jackson, you know, Mark Andrews team that also has tight end Brock Bowers. And it's like, well, Brock Bowers is on the other side of the board. So like, you're going to need to pull him up, like almost saying like, I want to do a build a version of this team. What's an optimal way to do that within this ADP landscape?
What does that tool look like? Is that while you're drafting or?
No, it's more like a sandbox type of thing.
Right. That's kind of what I'm saying, is more like the sandbox idea.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are as into best ball strategy as they are into poker strategy, though.
I agree with you. Obviously the market for poker strategy is way, 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 way bigger, but like the people who are into it are really fucking into it. How fun would it be to know the like overlapping Venn diagram of people who have the ETR sub, that have the leg up sub, that have the draft caddy? That's it. Like, I think a lot of those people are doing all of those things.
Yeah. It's probably the same group of 100, 125 dudes.
Yeah. All right, Brian, here's the sweat. You ready for this sweat? Boom.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence, patience rewarded here again.
Wow, this is why DraftKings invited Pete. $1,000.
Because of his patience on underdog. So we get the Trevor Lawrence and Brian Thomas stack, both 10 picks past ADP. That feels good.
Stephanie, we have one of the highest female viewership percentages in the business. So
that's right. Stephanie, while I continue to remember my plugs here, tomorrow, Brian, on the channel at 3 p.m. Eastern, special show, we're going to break the record for the world's fastest slow draft. Last year, we set a land speed record of 9 minutes and 24 seconds. We've assembled many of the same individuals, although a few new people, including Stephanie this year. And I don't know what's possible, Brian, but I think we can burn.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Are you going to do like two or three if you don't beat the 9:37 or whatever it was?
Yeah. First of all, that's not an option. We will beat it right away, but we'll cross that bridge when it comes.
Okay.
All right. Nothing we need here. Quarterback. This is probably a running back or wide receiver. Actually, I don't mind Freiermuth either in a pinch there. What do you think? You like anything here?
No, I don't care. This one,
Marshawn Lloyd or Freiermuth. No correlation with Freiermuth, but I feel like Brock and Freiermuth is a good tight end room here.
Can you bring up Benjamin May's comment?
Sure.
What did underdogs said they're banning? So, I'm not sure if they. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure if they ever said they're banning. So, like, let's say Whistles Go Woo's, you know, goes back to his job at the Fed, and they give him some new AI tool and he wants to use it on underdog and they caught him. Would he be banned? Just his private. Or would they be like, you're detected, you're using something. Can you please stop? What would happen there?
I obviously don't know the actual answer. My guess would be you would get a warning of in the same way, like if you do the guy who goes rage tanks a draft with Demirne Porcinel and Tommy Hudson or whoever, and they're, you know, one strike. It's probably not a one strike, you're out thing. But then, yeah, if we detect this being used again, then you're off. I bet you'd get a warning. What do you think?
Probably. There's also like that it would have to be, I think the rule is it can't like interface with underdog without their permission. So yeah. It doesn't even have to be an AI tool. Like, I think as long as it's like trying to read what's going on and stuff, you need their permission. So yes. I don't know what would happen if some rogue dude built some awesome AI tool for himself. I imagine eventually he'd get warned and then banned, would be my guess, if they could catch him.
I get, yeah. And what do you think on the, how, I guess then the question is it possible to build one of these and not have it be detected, or would Underdog just always be able to detect it?
Yeah, you could definitely do it, but then I think you have to hand put the answers in.
Okay, you which know, then like probably you, defeats the purpose of what
well, going it, for poker, you could still do that. That's, I think, what a lot of the poker cheats do, is they have their solver out right here, and then they figure it, they just play heads up or something.
Yeah.
And then just manually type it in. But yeah, you could just go like Trevor Lawrence, Brock Purdy, and just add it up. And then it'll go take Pat Freiermuth here.
Mm-hmm. And which is what I did, because I have the Sims inside my head.
Yeah. If you're doing the 10K per draft.
Yeah.
That would be something you'd want.
People were, I actually saw, I want your take on this. So people were actually a little upset about how DraftKings administered that. The 10K wasn't a self-contained league, I believe. Someone correct me if I'm wrong on this, but as I understand it, it was one of the 10K entries to their larger 10K tournament. So it was like, you know, just a regular, like a big dog equivalent.
Well, that's kind of cool.
There ended up being, here's the thing I think people are upset about. There ended up being a few people who weren't like best ball or pseudo celebrities or whoever, who were just sitting in that draft room. And then when like all of the special invite people filled it, they basically were in this room that ended up being probably disproportionately soft relative to the other 10K rooms. Do you think that's fair play or foul play?
If that is what happened, I gotcha. Yeah. Well, clearly not fair play. Right. Clearly not fair for everyone else. What are we doing here?
I think this is the spot. Normally, like, Stafford's a guy I was going to push. I don't see like anything here that
I wouldn't risk giving up a double stack personally.
Me either. Also, fun fact, Matthew Stafford projected ownership 99%.
Occasionally
not going drafted. Little leverage on the field there with that click, Brian.
Big time leverage.
Yeah.
Back to the 10K. Yeah, I would say it's like clearly not fair for everyone else, but you're also trying to grow best ball still.
Yeah.
You know, it's still like they should have asked maybe, or before you enter, they should say like, we're going to do celebrity rooms to promote this tournament. You have to agree to this, something like that.
That's how you do it. Yeah. There's a little pop-up that says just FYI, there are going to be a few invitational satellites as part of this tournament. And that could be like a feature and a bug, right? Where you're like, you might get in a soft room because Big Cat might be streaming. You might get excited. And that would actually maybe encourage you to sit in these rooms. You're trying to time it. You're like, I don't know, Thursday afternoon, maybe they're doing a stream.
Isn't it funny, like the hierarchy here? Like, wouldn't you think Big Cat knows more than like, I don't know, Skip Bayless?
Yeah, for sure.
Right? And then he goes into an actual draft with real gamblers, and like he just gets made fun of relentlessly and makes mistakes all over the place. Like, you know what I mean? Like the YouTuber knows more than Big Cat, who knows more than the ESPN fucking analysis.
So Ricky Pearsall's the faller here. He popped up on the injury list. But I don't mind taking like a rookie faller here.
Yeah.
He has correlation with us too. It's funny too. Yeah. It's like that with so many things, right? When you are so steeped in something, you notice, we've talked about this phenomenon before, right? If you read a New York Times article, if like there was a New York Times article about best ball, the amount of things we would be just like hemming and hawing and guffawing about, like, oh, they got this wrong, or they didn't understand how this works. And it's like when you're an uber expert on something versus like if you're just a casual observer and then you read an article and you're like, oh yeah, that all makes sense.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's just so funny. There's so many levels. Because back in the day, I think, like, you know, it depends on the time, like the generation you grew up in kind of shapes who you are, but yeah, obviously. Right. Yeah. And like part of it for me, I think, and a lot of us around my age, was the early sports talk radio, which was fairly new. I mean, they kind of always had it, but in the 90s or whatever, it started blowing up. And And you just kind of, as a young sports fan, you just listen to it in the car constantly. You pop it on your radio, it's everywhere. And as you get older, you're like, wait, these guys are, they don't know anything. What was I listening to? And then you hear like dummies calling in to the dummy, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, maybe no one knows anything in the real world.
Because when you don't know any better, it checks all of those boxes, right? It's like, what is it? Like appeal to authority, where you're like, they're on the airwaves. Like they wouldn't just put a dummy on there, right? They have to know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Then they have these like booming, deep radio voices. They're uber confident. They're like, no, I mean, if he was nervous, like he would say he was, it's like, no, he knows what he's saying. Yeah. And then you're just fully gaslit. You're like, all right, I'm eating up everything. And then you just have this army of like sycophant laundry bros.
Right. Yeah. Like you cannot get rid of Justin Fields. You cannot get rid of Justin Fields.
Man.
And then you go like, maybe people on CNN don't know anything. No, that can't be right. They're in suits.
Yeah.
They're in suits, Pete.
Then, then you're like, all right, you're on the air a lot. I guess it's one thing when they at least bring on like an expert, right, in a specific field, like you're someone who understands this domain, versus when you are expected to just know everything about every single like world political issue that pops up, like the depth of understanding you would actually need to know about like what's going on in Ukraine, but then also what's going on in Syria, but also what's going on in Venezuela. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm sure you got all of that on your finger on the pulse.
the sports talk raise in our pick.
Almost here. We're at a 2-4-6-2. We don't have to be threatened with a triple stack with DeMarcus Robinson because he went one pick ahead of us. Malachi Corley plays week 16 opposite our...
You got six correlations with him.
Yeah, let's do it. Because he plays Buffalo week 17, so that's the James Cook.
Braylon Edwards. I said that on a stream with Davis and did a draft.
Yeah.
Braylon Edwards. That's my you could see my range of knowing ball. The sports talk guys.
Yeah.
They never went like, well, there's like a 25% chance this would happen. There's a 10% chance this would happen. You know, 30%.
Yeah, talking in probabilities.
Right. Yeah. They're just like, no. Justin Fields is the future of the Chicago Bears.
Well, that's it, which is why like fantasy sports is such like a good educator for people. Like if you were kind of like steeped in that growing up and that's how you thought about sports, and you can still see it. Like when you talk to just someone who doesn't play fantasy sports that just only roots for their team, like they still think like that. I even catch myself too, because sometimes I'm talking to my mother-in-law and I'll say, this is just a random example, I didn't say this, but I'm like, yeah, I think like 30% of the time like Drake May is going to end up being like the top 12 quarterback at least. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about 30% of the time? Let's say you want to get another Jet, we'll go Braylon Allen. I normally take Bucky Irving here, but you got way more correlation with the Jets.
Go for it. You know, that's a Davis Maddock player right there.
I got the just the worst needle ever on what my comment to my new video where someone said Davis Maddock's takes are rubbing off on you. way to get, we're just stick the knife in.
You also, you faded Allen.
Brees. Yeah.
And take, Brees Hall, I mean, and took Allen. Yeah,
that's right. We got to compound that leverage there. All right, here's the team so far with Brian. We got a 2-5-7-2. We got our two quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence and Matthew Stafford. We got our five running backs, James Cook, Joe Mixon, Trey Benson, Tajay Spears, Braylon Allen. Got our wide receivers, Puka Nacua, Chris Olave, Cooper Kupp, Tank Dell, Brian Thomas, Ricky Pearsall, Malachi Corley, and our two tight ends, Brock and Pat Freiermuth. Some good stuff here.
Do you want a third quarterback on this team?
I was thinking if Derek Carr falls, not opposed.
And then I think you, I would look like scroll. I watched one of your streams a couple weeks ago. It was you and Pat on the basketball breakfast. And he said he kept like getting to round 16 and he feels like his team's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he says that a couple times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I was thinking in my head, like, that's exactly, I think exactly like that should be like, I don't even know what it's called. Plan A or just like the default draft strategy. Because you want to get to that point and then scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to have the ability to scroll down and take guys who have a small chance of being Puka or Kyren. But you can't really do that if you don't feel like your team's complete by 16 or 15.
Right. Or it's like it just narrows the scroll down candidates because it's like this team has to get a wide receiver here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, but like it's double edged. Like it's not just I need another QB here, a running back here. It's the guys who are scrolled down are scrolled down for a reason. It's not because you're a genius. It's because they're high risk. They need a lot of injuries. Whatever. And so if you need somebody, you don't want a scroll down candidate. You need someone who's going to like have a chance of realistically playing.
So here's an interesting thing. We have Derek Carrs with our first round pick Olave. Will Levis is also with Spears and is a huge ADP faller. What do you think? Do you have a preference? Running back, quarterback?
No, I would definitely take Carr, but yeah, Levis is falling and you got two correlations.
Yeah.
Wait, what are the bye weeks?
The bye week. So Lawrence and Derek Carr have the same bye week. So this does get us all separate bye weeks. I kind of just like, I have very little Levis and I actually would like a little more. I was at 3% there. I'm with you. I think in general, I always want the wide receiver correlation with the quarterback. The other thing is like Tajay Spears is a huge selling point for him is how much he's going to catch passes. So you can maybe still get a little boost there.
So how many, what is there, two rounds left?
One.
Just one?
Yeah.
If I told you Luke McCaffrey was Christian McCaffrey's brother, would that make you want to draft him?
My ears would certainly perk up. I kind of just thought it was a coincidence, but you're saying they're actually blood related?
No, I'm not saying that.
I am surprised he's fallen. This goes back to like all of the rookies starting to fall more. You can see here, Luke, another one of my guys who made my video for my favorite pick in the later rounds here. There he does finally go. I was going to suggest Tank Bigsby here with our Jags. Unless that's not scrolling.
You're not scrolling down.
It's just, man, so many of these clicks are just so, we know.
I know you have to, these guys, that's what I'm saying. You have to get a group and then just pick between them.
Yeah. There's Tank 50%.
Yeah. Take whoever you want. But like when you're going down here, like it just doesn't seem right to take someone who's drafted 92% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, what is it? I can't really read it.
It's 52.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. But like to your point, like Dameon Pierce. So like I would say Dameon Pierce and Tank Bigsby are like very in similar spots. They are players that have pretty much proven they suck, but they're the clear running back twos right now on their team. And one of them's 92% getting drafted and the other's 50%. Like this is probably the spots to start, you know, breaking ties in favor of that.
That sure. Yeah. If you want to do it, if you can get a list, that would be ideal. And like
it for a friend, actually, is who it's not just for me. It's maybe someone else would like.
Yeah. For somebody else, that would help, be very helpful. But yeah, if you're just going to do tiebreakers with guys who are ADPs are the same and about the same, go for it. But you know what I'm saying? Like if somebody's like 92% drafted down here, like you can't find anyone who's like way like, and then all the next guys are 18%. I guarantee one of those one guys is going to be better pick.
You know what, Brian, you just gave me what could be a fun video idea. It still needs to be like in about a month probably, but I could do the scroll the F down survey. And I send out to like 25, 30 best ball thought leaders, your top 5 to 10, and I'll send them the ownership percentage and give them the cutoff. Like anyone sub 40%, here's the CSV, highlight your 10 favorite. Yeah. And then we can create the consensus, scroll the F down list, and then also watch the leveling games play out as those end up being the more selected guys.
That is one problem with this whole situation is everyone's watching these shows. And so then they'll immediately get bought up.
You know, but I do think that would be a fun idea there. Yeah, but we're just not like training camps are just starting up. Like I think we're going to start to get some. We just got to be a little patient right now, you know?
It'd be nice to know. I'm not sure how they do their ownership projections at ETR, but it'd be nice to know how accurate those are too. Be nice if they release if Underdog released all the drafts so far.
I don't think.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you could find a lot of the combinations that are more frequent. Yeah.
Yes.
And then just avoid those.
Yeah, I think it's too dicey.
Yeah. You might be able to release partial data. You know, the drafts and the rounds, but not maybe the rounds, but not the picks, not the team names, stuff like that.
Yeah. My guess is it just gets messy for them and they're just not gonna
it's probably not worth it for them, yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's this final team. I'll recap it for our audio listeners here. I know when Lulz normally hits your podcast feed, you're not having to keep track of a draft here. But Trevor Lawrence, Matthew Stafford, Will Levis at quarterback, James Cook, Joe Mixon, Trey Benson, Tajay Spears, Braylon Allen, and Tank Bigsby at running back. Our wide receivers, Puka Nacua, Chris Olave, Cooper Kupp, Tank Dell, Brian Thomas, Ricky Pearsall, and Malachi Corley. And our tight ends, Brock Bowers and Pat Freiermuth. A perfectly cromulent team here. Brian, no one's running to the comments to say we already won the 1.5 million, but I would like to add it to the portfolio.
I feel like this might be the actual winner. I feel like this is the one.
Man, the amount of people that would be tilted, I think, by you, just casually shipping 1.5 million as the sidekick on this draft would be incredible. Yeah. The first rule of scroll the F down plays is you don't talk about scroll the F down plays. That's right.
It's kind of true. Yeah.
Well, and what's going to be funny too. The what says the scroll the F down is great for Royals, but it gets ugly for BBMs. What's going to happen though is like, we're going to have a couple good ones and yes, they won't end up being Kyren most likely, but the dynamic is going to be, we probably only have like one or two like super strong ones of like, this guy was getting drafted in less than 20%. And then you're going to just want to just like hammer him in like every single draft.
Yeah. It's a problem. I mean, that's why I was trying to explain this to Davis. He either wasn't getting it or disagreed with like the reason you get like a list and then kind of randomly select or use tiebreakers so you have a more diverse portfolio of scroll the F down guys, because you don't know who's going to be Puka. You have no idea who's going to be Kyren. It's so random and a lot of luck. You know, getting the pool is a lot of skill, but like having 5% Kyren is huge, you know, and that, and even if it means like, yeah, sure, you would rather have all your scroll the F down slots go to Kyren and Puka last year. That would have been great. But it's not realistic. Like unless you can identify who's going to be the 20% owned guy who goes off to a second round pick or what, a first round pick next year.
Yeah.
Like, it's not possible. So you have to like be humble and diversify your risk to like a pool of these possible scroll the F down candidates.
Yeah, and then you have that pool, and then, you know, yeah, sure, if you have Kyren-level conviction on one, then you're doing what I said, where you just take him in every draft. But then otherwise, you start to correlate them. Like last year, Keaton Mitchell was another guy who kind of popped up, obviously ended up getting hurt. I think he was going to end up doing some nice things for teams, but like he was a Baltimore Ravens running back. So maybe you have a Lamar team, and instead of drafting Kyren on this one, even though you really like him, it's like, all right, well, this is a Keaton Mitchell scroll the F down team, where you start to use kind of the correlation and how your team looks to kind of, you know, break ties in favor of that.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, and I think the concept, the DFS concept that you briefly went over there at the end, if you have if you have Bigsby and then whoever the other name was there, Damian Pierce, and you know everything about him is the same. Let's just say I know it's not. And then ETR has Damian Pierce at 86% drafted and Bigsby at 52%. You just auto profit by taking Bigsby there, even if it's Best Ball Mania.
Yes.
Like, over time, obviously.
Yeah. And that's where, like, you know, early on, again, we're now, like, we can look at BBM. Let's see what we're at. We're getting close to 50%, Phil, I believe. Where are we? 42.6%, Phil. So we're now getting to the point where, like, the whole reason I hadn't just been thinking about it much before is because it's like, if a guy pops up that everyone loves and he's drafted now in the remaining 60% of drafts, plus he was already getting selected in 20 to 30%. Like, say a guy like Audric Estime, he's kind of trendy right now. It's like, yeah, he's a good pick, but he's going to end up being drafted in like 80%. Because then every single draft going forward, and then it's like, okay, like, yeah, that's still nice, but it's not some huge leverage angle. So that's why it just hadn't been like on my mind. But now that we're getting closer to 50%, where I do think the material cap for what a guy who isn't being drafted can get to, then it starts to get interesting.
Yeah. And you could see that you were mentioning this before the show.
Yeah.
Max Enner there can put 71 entries in.
Yeah. So right before the show, I was updating the draft caddy with Brian and putting in those ownership projections in my thing. And then I went here, I was like, Brian, is this a new feature you added? Cause I had not seen this number of entries. And I was like, oh, that's a cool. You're like, no, I want to try it here. I'm going to do slow puppy. I've not entered any of these slows. I'm going to see if I can do 10 at once here. Request 10 drafts for $50. Boom. And then they all got loaded into the unfill. That's awesome.
That's cool.
There you go. And then I guess the one thing about that you do have to think through is like, if people are doing more of these batches and you just end up with five people who now all go to batch 10 at a time, and we're just all in the same drafts against each other across 10 drafts, that would be the only downside. But for battle royales, Brian, this is going to be so nice.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I see. Yeah. This is what I knew was going to happen. Yeah.
The slows, it's pretty sweet because you can, now you'll know, like it should be about the same start time for all these.
Yeah.
Like, right. So like
slightly when you're staggered.
Yeah. When you're your next pick or whatever, you want to line them all up, I'm assuming. Right. So you just get them all in at one time. Maybe that helps with that. Yeah. Battle Royale, you don't have to sit there and click enter.
Yeah. That'll be fun. I'm definitely stoked on that feature, especially too when cause a lot of times for the dailies too, like if it's getting close to being filled and you're kind of wanting to like snap, get in a bunch, or same with like a slow draft tourney that's about to fill. And you're like, I don't really want to sit here for 20 minutes manually registering these out. It's a good addition there. All right. We got a Twitch chatter over here.
Wow.
And then we got to get out of here. Farsh and Chops. How's it going, my boys? Do you read chat? It's your lucky day, Farsh. We read it.
Farsh is probably all alone over on Twitter. I mean, Twitch.
Yep.
All right. Ooh. You got ship chasing?
I got ship chasing. Yeah, we're doing it a little early today. We got a little checkup appointment for April later this afternoon, so I had to push that up. So, yeah, no 3 p.m. start for ship chasing, 2:30 p.m. Going to hop over there right now. And then randomizer tonight with Neil Orfield. The wheel is packed. Got some very fun prompts ready to go for Mr. Oldest Man to stream all 150 of his drafts. And then tomorrow we'll have the world's fastest slow draft here on the channel at 3 p.m. Eastern. Brian, people need to check out In-Game Syndicate, get the draft caddy that you saw on the screen today, thedraftcaddy.com, if you want to get those percentages in there. I should note the ETR ownership projections. I'm an ETR sub, so I downloaded those from ETR and then uploaded them to the caddy. That's not something you get included in the draft caddy. It's just something you can upload. You can upload any data you want, but I just want to make clear that you don't get the ETR ownership projections via the draft caddy.
You have to buy that or make your own.
Yes. Anything else for you, Brian?
No, what we mentioned earlier, the draft caddy is going over to Endgame. So if you have a sub, don't do anything. You'll be grandfathered in. If you cancel that sub, it'll be back on. Eventually, when you come back, it'll be over on the Endgame payment system. Awesome. And everything.
Sweet. Appreciate you guys. We'll be back next week at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. If you guys ever have show topics, guest ideas, or whatever, the Discord in the Deposit Kingdom, the Lulz channel is a great place to drop stuff there. I did see, Brian, I guess one other mention, Levitan tweeted out the guy who just won the main event, World Series of Poker, is a DFS grinder. I saw he followed me on Twitter, so maybe I'll have to reach out. We could get a main event champ on here.
Yeah, send me. I want to see his name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Peace, guys. We will see you next time.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.